Roger, Walter Heller calling you from Detroit, sir. Put him on, sir.
Yes. Detroit, and I've been following through on your assignment of last night on Andy Brimmer, and I will dictate. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
And I'm going to dictate some notes to someone when I get back to Minneapolis, but I thought I'd tell you in the meanwhile, first of all, without, getting Andy's hopes up too much, you know, I just said the president wanted me to check him out for possible consideration and so on, long shot and all this and that, but I said, now, let's get straight. Are you the president's man? And he said, I'm 100% the president's man. And he said, I'd be glad to have anyone tell him that. He says it's a combination of admiring him on one hand and believing in his policies on the other. That's number one. Number two, you know, he's the fellow who has really implemented that voluntary restraint program on the balance of payments for Jack Connor. And he's got a lot of contacts in the business community. He says in particular that Nickerson of, Saucony Mobile would, he thinks, give him a good backing. He also says he thinks Al Hayes of the New York Fed would, on the basis of his work up there.
What's the kind of job did he have?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What kind of a job did he have up there? Any responsibility with the Fed?
Well, he had a fair amount of responsibility in going out to Sudan and setting up the central bank out there, but he was in the research division of the Fed, and I wouldn't say that he had any big job. That's 10 years ago. At the Wharton School, that's the School of Business Administration, and he was teaching business administration students finance and money and banking. And then he came down as deputy to the Assistant Secretary of Commerce, and of course has been Assistant Secretary of Commerce for a couple of years. He's one of the fellows, by the way, that you sent out to Watts last summer after the riots out there.
Do you have any ideas? You know Martin or any of the members, what reaction they have over there?
No, he does not, but he thinks that with the backing of Jack Connor and Al Hayes and this fellow Nickerson, that he that he might be acceptable. But that's, you know, I was trying to find out what were his strong points on that particularly vulnerable front, and I think those are the strong points.
Has Connor told him he's for him?
I beg your pardon?
Has Connor told him he's for him?
Yes. Yes, and Connor is anxious to talk to you about it, apparently. In other words, Connor has been suggesting this to Andy. This came as no surprise, the fact that he was under consideration, because Connor had talked to him about it.
Okay, anything else?
Well, there may be a couple of other details, but I'll dictate those when I get into Minneapolis.
That's all right, that's good. You would say generally then it's about a B, it's a plus.
I'd say a B plus, and by the way, I checked with a couple of other fellows he's been working with around government, and they all, people like Gardner and Art Oaken over in the council, and one or two fellows in the Treasury, and they all say that he has been a better Assistant Secretary of Commerce than they would have expected, and I'd put that as A, and B, he has, by absolute standards, performed well. He's made a good mark, I'd say.
Thank you, Walter.
You bet, Mr. President.
I appreciate very, very much, and I want you to keep your eye on what we're going to do about controls and things.
Well, we've got to, let's not get those direct controls before we get some more taxes.
All right, let's just bear in mind what we do.
Yeah, Marvin Watson and I are arm in arm on that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Waiting.